The Department of Natural Resources wants to reduce a growing number of sewage overflows. State wastewater specialist Paul Lupke says several sewage discharges into state waters have occurred in the Milwaukee area. But Lupke says sewer water bypassing treatment plants is common in many communities across the state. He says too much clear water enters aging sewer pipes, and treatment plant operators are forced to let the overflow run into lakes, rivers, and streams.
Mainly heavy rainstorms, the sewers will overflow during those times. That's really the major reason for it. So an effort has to be made to better maintain and in some cases rehab existing sewer systems.
Lupke says the state is developing rules to require annual maintenance and monitoring of sewer lines, just as it requires with treatment plants. In La Crosse, Public Works Director Pat Caffrey says the city spends about $12,000 a year televising sewers to see which need maintenance.
The city has completed separation of the storm sewer system from the sanitary system. That was largely completed back in 1978. So now there we still find some occasional roof drains or something that are hooked up to sanitary sewer, so there's some impact, but we have not had to bypass sanitary sewer to the river due to heavy rains for decades.
Caffrey says an exception is when sewage had to be pumped into the river during a major flood last year. Lupke says overflow can't be avoided in extreme flood conditions. He says many communities have good maintenance programs, but he says many don't, and that's why uniform rules are needed. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.